From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Myanmar de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi Tuesday pleaded for more time to address the grievances of the Muslim Rohingya. This following a three-week crackdown that has forced hundreds of thousands to seek refuge in Bangladesh. Speaking to the nation, the Nobel laureate said more than Muslims have been impacted by the violence sparked by insurgent attacks on security forces.
We feel deeply for the suffering of all the people who have been caught up in the conflict. Those who have had to flee their homes are many, not just Muslims and Rakhines, but also small minority groups such as the Dine, Maro, Tep, Maramaji, and Hindus, of whose presence most of the world is totally unaware.
Aung San Suu Kyi said her government is committed to the restoration of peace and stability and promoting religious harmony in Rakhine State, as well as a verification process of the refugees who have fled.
We are prepared to start the verification process at any time. A verification process was set up as early as 1993, and based on the principles to which both countries agreed at this time, we can continue with the verification of those refugees who wish to return to Myanmar.
She added she wants to find out why the exodus of more than 400,000 Muslim Rohingyas occurred. And French tech company Otimorfo, that supplied the electronic voting system in Kenya's now nullified election, said the voting identification software needed for the October 17th rerun will not be ready by then. This is VOA News. On the eve of his first address to the opening session of the 72nd UN General Assembly, President Donald Trump Monday warned that the U.S. could take additional measures to address Venezuela's longstanding economic and political crisis. Mr. Trump met with Latin American leaders on the sidelines of the U.N. meeting.
This corrupt regime destroyed a thriving nation by imposing a failed ideology that has produced poverty and despair everywhere it has been tried.
Mr. Trump said people are starving and that the country is collapsing. He called the situation completely unacceptable and said democracy must be restored soon. Earlier, Mr. Trump called for United Nations reform.
We seek a United Nations that regains the trust of the people around the world. In order to achieve this, the United Nations must hold every level of management accountable, protect whistleblowers, and focus on results rather than on process. To honor the people of our nations, we must ensure that no one and no member state shoulders a disproportionate share of the burden.
The United States currently provides nearly one quarter of the UN budget and nearly 30% of the funds for peacekeeping operations. Mr. Trump also said he believes there's a chance to make peace between Israel and the Palestinians.
We are giving it an absolute go. I think there's a good chance that it could happen. Most people would say there's no chance whatsoever. I actually think with the capability of Bibi and, frankly, the other side, I really think we have a chance.
Ahead of the meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli leader would bring up Iran's growing aggression in the region. Meanwhile, Israel and the United States inaugurated the first American military base on Israeli soil that includes a missile defense system. Iraq's top court Monday temporarily suspended next week's planned referendum on independence in the semi-autonomous northern Kurdistan region. It is a vote strongly opposed by the central government and several nations, including the United States. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said the Iraqi Kurds must be careful.
The Kurds will have to think twice before they actually go ahead with it. But the way things stand, they've gone this far out, it's unlikely that they'll be willing to walk away from it.
The vote is scheduled for September 25th. And Syrian troops have crossed the eastern side of the Euphrates River, drawing closer to U.S.-backed Syrian rebels battling Islamic State fighters. Commander with the Syrian Democratic Forces said the rebels are prepared to turn government forces back. In Washington, I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.